Hello, and welcome to the Music Survival Guide, the independent musician's guide on how to survive in the music industry. My name is Phil, a mixing and mastering engineer. I hope you're all doing really, really good out there. I'm going to just kind of crack on with it this week because I've got an idea, I've got a central thought, and I've not really planned anything else because I think it's just a good idea to explore this topic completely. So, you know, grab a coffee if it's the right time of day for that kind of thing. I mean, if it's not, grab a decaf maybe. Grab a pen, grab your phone, something like that, somewhere you can make some notes and have a think about this. The question I want you to think about is why? Why are you doing what you are doing? Now, this can apply to music, but can just apply to life in general. So to apply it to your music, why? Why are you in a band? What is your goal for being in that band? What is the purpose of that? Are you enjoying it? Are you not? You know, it's sometimes it's a good idea to evaluate, is something still enjoyable? Is it something worth doing or not? If it's not worth doing, think about stopping. Because the worst thing you can do, I think, with your life is waste it doing something you don't want to do. Now, I'm aware this is a podcast for musicians, and it sounds like I'm telling you to get out of music. I'm only saying that if you think you want to do something else. You know, if there's a hobby, another passion, somewhere, another direction you want to go in life, follow it. You know, there's no point in wasting your time doing something that you don't want to do. You've only got one life, so you've got to work out how to use it the best that you can. Think about why you're doing it. And then within that, within, say, a band or an artist context, think specifically, you know, what is the purpose of this rehearsal? Why are we here? What is the outcome that we want to see for this? What's the outcome? What's the purpose for this gig? Are we trying to get new friends? Are we trying to perform in front of certain contacts and maybe this can lead on to bigger and better things? Are we trying to use this essentially as a glorified rehearsal because it's a really small gig, that kind of thing. Go into something knowing why you are doing it. It will give you so much more purpose and drive because I think a lot of musicians can find themselves, not deliberately, can find themselves without a direction. And that's not helpful. It's not useful to you. If you have a direction, if you know why you're doing something, it means you can be quite, in a way, one-track mind. I mean, you know, if you're in a gig situation, they're like, okay, we're doing this gig really because we want to make a good contact with this particular person who's turning up, whatever it may be. You know, that's not a reason to just ignore anyone who maybe becomes a fan on the back of this gig and wants to come and talk to you. Don't do that. You know, don't be a dick. Refer to previous episodes about that. But you've got to know why you're doing it. And then you can tell yourself if what you're doing is successful or not. Because if it achieves what it sets out to do, then that's great. If it doesn't, then that's a problem. You know, a lot of bands will blindly go into recording and into releasing music. Why do you do that? Well, I guess it's because it's what you should do as a band, isn't it? That depends. I think if you're doing this for fun, if you're just doing this because you enjoy doing it and you're there like, this is never going to be professional. We do a gig maybe once a month in our local venue. It's great fun. We'll dish in some money, but that's all it is. That's fine. Do you need to release some music? And I'm aware, again, I'm saying this as a mix engineer. Maybe I shouldn't be, but it's a good question to ask yourself. Do you need to do that? Now, the question is different depending on how you view it. You can view it in the utilitarian way, as in music production, however you do it, is quite expensive or time consuming. It can be both. And there needs to be a clear goal for that. So it may be that you're trying to increase your monthly listeners on Spotify. Maybe you're trying to get new fans online and create some, I hate to use the word content, but you're creating some content for people to listen to in a way. Your music is far more than content. Don't get me wrong, but that's the kind of easy way to describe it. And it can be, that can be a big driver. And for a lot of bands that is, but if you're just doing this for fun, say once a month, and that's your position, then there's another reason you're doing it. There's another reason why you want to do this. Maybe you really like your music and you just want to have it recorded. You just want to have a version of it there that you can listen back to. Great, do it. Really just launch yourself into it as long as you know why. A lot of musicians, and this is a great reason to do this, a lot of musicians want some music so that, say, in 30, 40 years' time, someone can, you can say, oh yeah, I used to be in a band and here it is. Look, here's some of our music that we recorded and that you can tell people the story of how you recorded it or whatever and how you used to gig and things like that. And that's great. That's a good reason to do it also. You know, kind of just posterity recording part of your life in a way. That's really important. If you go in knowing why you're doing it, that's great. That's great. Just don't go in going, we should just record some music because that's what a band does. That's what an artist does. That's not a reason to do it. That's not a point, not a purpose. Don't do it. Do not do it. Not worth it. Hope I can say that clearly enough. Don't do it. Not worth it. So if you go in knowing why you want to do something, what the purpose of it is, as I say, you can be very much more directional. I think too many bands have a rehearsal where there is no direction. There is no purpose. Stop. Stop doing it. Stop having your unclear rehearsal. If you do, you're doing it because you're a new band and you need to get tight and kind of really kind of play well together and lock in, great, do it. If you're writing music, great, do it. If you're about to go on some gigs and you need to just make sure your set is tight, do it. Don't book in a, I don't know, 6-hour rehearsal session if you're about to go on tour, so you can do a bit of everything. That's not going to be helpful. Book in, say, a couple of hours to go through your set a few times, say, if you're gigging, and then you can say, hey, we've done what we set out to do. Let's go home. Let's go to the pub, whatever it may be. Don't go in with a directionless rehearsal. It's frustrating, it's exhausting, and it's not great. And it's expensive as well if you're hiring somewhere. That's obviously a practical consideration. The why as well, as I said, the why can really help with your money considerations. If you know why you're doing something, you know what it is worth to you as an individual and worth to you as a band. You can think there, go, right, okay, the purpose of this gig is to go and meet this person who is a big promoter who's given us his little chance, and we can prove that we're really good and we can get more gigging opportunities with them. It might, it's up to you, it might be worth having a bit of a kind of a loss on this gig to potentially get some good gigs and bigger gigs later. That is something that you have to consider, and only you can consider it. It's not something that anyone else can work out for you. What is a gig worth to you, for example? That is something you're going to have to consider. You know, money in this day and age, especially in the UK, is quite tight. It's getting a bit better, but it's quite tight. And you've got to know what you're doing and why you're doing it, and that can help you spend decisively and tactically. You know, if you know what the next step for the band is, if you know the why of the band, what the next point is, then you know if recording some music, for example, an expensive endeavour, is a good idea or not, if that's the next best thing for you. So that is a question to consider, and that is some ramblings for me. I think that is something to go away and think about, and maybe meditate on, chat with your bandmates and work out if you're on the same page or not. Again, that's another conversation you might need to have. But yeah, that's it really. Bit of a short and sweet one from me. So thank you for listening to another episode of the Music Survival Guide. If you liked it, please rate and review the podcast wherever you listen. It really helps the algorithm. I would love some ratings and reviews. I've not really had it in a while, but there we go, I'll stop begging. Please also share it with any friends and bandmates if you thought it was useful. Kind of just paste it on your Instagram, whatever it is, tag me in it. I'd love to see you do that. That would be great, just to know you're all out there and I'm not speaking into the void. Anyway, if you're thinking about recording or mixing and you want to come talk about it, feel free to reach out to me via the links in the podcast description below, Facebook, Instagram, email, they're the kind of major ways of contacting me, and I will see you next time.